So thank you for joining us. Thank you for gathering in stillness to honor ourselves and everything as presence, as life itself. So we generally start by resting, and then I'll come back and feel free to let the heart share by unmuting yourself with star 6. All right. Much love. Rest, rest. Welcome again. Thank you for resting. The human tribe needs more beings at rest. Of course, we are always that as the spaceless space in the background, ever the same, still, unmoving substratum. And as life itself, ever new, with unique rhythms, seasons almost, just as nature has, of fullness, and then retreating back into stillness. Even during one day, we can notice these tidal movements, very natural. So each one of us is already this that we celebrate, this freedom, naturalness. No matter if doubt doubts or thought disagrees, already this. No matter what role that or play is happening, no matter what function we have, each one of us has an absolute value, an absolute intelligence. We are compassion itself, sensitivity and resilience. And a natural, mischievous playfulness that responds from moment to moment, which also includes a sober gravitas. So they're not two. So enough of celebrating. Maybe we never stop, but feel free to check in or share what you're noticing. Wisdom is just noticing what is. So love to hear from you. So to unmute yourself, star 6, and then when it feels complete, star 6 again.
Rich here in Imperial Beach, California, with Sandra. Yeah, I felt the depth of the silence, and I feel it now, as if there are lights all over the surface of the earth, maybe 30, shining into each other, and connecting and blessing in a gentle radiance, like springtime energy. I feel a lot of happiness in it. And thoughts pick me off into different patterns, but then I return to the bath of silence. I accept everyone's power, and I know everyone's blessing everyone else, and I'm very, very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
This is Austin from Texas.
Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to say, Pamela, that I saw your interview on Conscious TV today, and something shifted in me, and I'm very grateful for that. And my question would be, do we have to have a certain level of accomplishment to gather for a satsang?
No, it's just genuine interest. All of a sudden you had an impulse to look at the Conscious TV interview, yes?
Right.
Yeah, so as naturalness, we've always been following our interest. And it generally notices that everything is... life itself is intelligent, is present. It doesn't matter what form or function it takes, yeah?
Right.
And what I love about naturalness is there's no hierarchy of accomplishment, right?
Right.
Yeah. So it loves what it loves, and it notices what it does, and it's very wise to listen within and follow its own resonance, yeah?
Beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Pamela?
Uh-huh.
This is Judy.
Hey, dear.
Hi. Hey, I was... In one of our conversations, I was talking about habits, and you said that habits are looking for kindness. And I guess I've reflected on that a lot, because that seems to be a recurring thing for me, is dealing with habits. And I just wondered if you could say a little more about that.
Sure. Yeah, we're all pretty familiar with that. So, each one of us will have our own noticing about it, but here I noticed that somehow it's a way the body-mind soothes itself. If it's, a habit that is repetitive, and I'm not speaking about, a genuine love of going for walks, or usually when we talk about habits, we're just wanting to bring awareness to the ones that we know don't serve us and aren't our deepest truth, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So that's where the kindness comes in, because it's just the body, mind, hasn't been given its original nourishment, which is respect and tenderness and listening within and honoring it also as consciousness, as life. So we've treated our bodies as objects. So then when they snatch a little bit of soothing or pleasure or sedation any which way they can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we'll notice that, and we'll notice it's not deeply soothing. It's like a temporary relief.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think in that moment, this feels, what I'm noticing is that it's hard for me to take that moment and say this really matters before I'm already in it.
Yes. Well, that's why we want to sit with it when it's not activated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just really bowing to the body and the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because just as, you know, we aren't who we appear to be, they aren't either.
Mm-hmm.
They're also pure presence and consciousness and everything we celebrate and read about. And so I had to apologize within.
Okay.
Please forgive me for treating you like an object to the body.
Uh-huh.
Please forgive me for using you and not honoring you to the mind.
Mm.
Or even some bows without words.
Okay. Well, it's definitely, I guess it's just something that's really coming up right now. So it's a good time to really notice those things.
Yeah, no, but it's good. We can trust what presents itself in inner satsang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you could ask the body-mind in this moment to teach you deep listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to also ask it to teach me kindness.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't very good at that part.
No. I'm not very good at that either.
No, but the body-mind is an expert on it. Certainly the body is.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. The body is an expert on the kindness?
Oh, yes.
Hmm. It's just the mind that's overriding that.
Yes, and just thank the mind. The mind has this app, I call it, that defends against some aspects that invite us into deep relaxation.
Okay.
Yeah. So the mind will perceive a threat for in some of us. With deep relaxation, not with everyone.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah. Okay. That helps.
Oh, yeah. Just be a little tender with yourself, because those aren't your habits. They just, you know, somehow it's the way the system learned to self-soothe itself or blow off some steam or whatever it's up to.
Yeah, and it seems like there has not been the trust there that something else will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what's moving and stirring in there, just a willingness to go deeper.
Good, good. And you're also the something else that will be there.
Uh-huh.
You're the constancy. You're the only thing that doesn't come or go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Oh,
thank you.
Likewise, thank you.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
I'm curious about if it's an app that's running with this anxiety that seems to be present when I open my eyes in the morning, sometimes kind of in the solar plexus area.
Okay. Yeah, let's go see.
Yep.
So I know you know this, but you're the formless benevolent awareness, and the anxiety is sending a distress signal. Come here, come here.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're just going to go sit with it. We don't have to change it or fix it or... So just as you're present with it, with respect. What's noticed?
It calms down a bit, but I also noticed that there's a, it's almost like a fear, sort of a fear, but a sense of being completely disoriented because the mind can't find, or something can't find what's producing the anxiety, why it's there.
Yes, yes. And just to agree with thought, yes, it's a mystery. The thought is going, does not compute, does not compute.
Exactly. Exactly.
There you go. Okay. So just agree. Yes, yes, yes. No one knows.
Okay.
The anxiety might know. So let's go be with it again.
Okay.
And just the way we would be if we found a little one on the street that was disoriented and lost and just seeing how life is going to show up to respond to that.
Lost child seemed to hit some kind of a chord because tears kind of sprang to the back of my eyes and this, the big ball that just sits there, it's still there, but it's as though there's just the lost, the word lost.
Yes, yes. So as this warm, benevolent space, can you notice you're already cradling that? Just add some awareness to that or some extra compassion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost as though I don't have a choice because there it is.
Yes, it's insisting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as present, if it resonates, you could say, I'm here. Just silently inside or with words. I understand. I'm here. I love you.
Yeah, those are the two sentences that I just said to it. The understand, no, because I don't understand. But
well, meaning like you have felt that before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So just a few more times.
Okay.
Letting the heart just comfort this innocence and the past and history and lost.
There was a movement to say, you're not lost, you're always here, it's always.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not.
Yeah. Beautiful satsang. Always here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just invited to look behind its self-protection into its essence, because we want to also show it its true nature.
Okay. Well, something big just came off. I don't know what, or I'll just seem to leave, like a big weight fell out of my solar plexus.
Gorgeous. And maybe a little bit of gratitude inside to that.
There's almost the tiniest bits of trepidation, I would call it, still.
Yeah.
Like a lot was let go, but it's like, all right, there's the child still holds, there's something still holding a little.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to do anything it doesn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or get anything right. So no pressure here. But ask it how it would like to live.
Okay. It's funny, all that just came was just, I love you, I love you, I love you.
And does it feel like it uncontained itself, or does it still feel?
For the almost entirely, yeah.
Wow.
The thoughts, is that little bit that was holding back, there was an inner, spontaneous thing of, you're always here, it's always okay, and there's nothing missing, it's always.
Oh, beautiful satsang.
Mm-hmm. I think you think something was missing or something was, of course, not with a time thing, but that, well, guarding against something, I don't know what.
Mm-hmm. But that's also natural, so we want to bow to that. If there's any remaining guardedness or trepidation, as you called it.
Yeah.
And just tell it, natural strength is welcome here.
Okay.
That's what it's made of. Really honoring it as natural strength.
Wow, it's interesting energetically to be feeling this, because there's energetically not only the solar plexus, but now something seems to have opened all the way up in the throat and everything. That's interesting.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Didn't even notice that before.
Yeah. Well, a lot of presence contracted to defend, you know, the deepest, most sparkling truth. So now it's all waking up. So we just keep bowing. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's an amazing sensation. It's up my throat, now it's come to the back of my... It's as though it's going to exit out my mouth. I mean, that sounds crazy, but energetically in the tissues, I can feel it.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, life knows the way.
Yeah. What must be where... If some of it was being held or something like that.
So what I notice is the more I express gratitude inside to this mystery liberating itself, the more it unfurls.
Oh.
Unfolds.
very interesting the way this is. The solar plexus is clear now, and it's clear up my chest and sort of now at the roof of my mouth. This is very interesting.
Yes, it's energy, is intelligence. It's pure consciousness. And the key is respect, and then everything opens and knows itself. In the mind, even the belly. So thank you for staying with that.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll just continue to sit here with it now.
Oh, lovely.
Continue the. Thank you, Pamela.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Pamela?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Drew Ann.
Hello.
Hello. So I was following along with the woman who was just unfurling, unfolding and opening. And as I, you know, kind of prompt this holding, this kind of gripping pattern in the third chakra, what I can sense is when I ask it's to look behind self-protection, to see its true nature, natural strength, the outer, whatever, psoas muscles seem to relax, and there's an opening, but the inner muscles, there's a confusion about natural strength. Is my sense of that.
Mm-hmm. Does it perceive a threat, or you would know best? What are you noticing?
It's like an assumption of this has to be the defended. Tightening has to be in order for existence.
Yeah, now just thank it. It's not your truth, but that's its confession, isn't it?
Yes, there's a belief there, definitely.
Yeah, so just a few thank yous for no reason. So it feels it maintains existence through contracting and defending.
Yeah.
I
could go into a big story, but there's a deep holding is my sense of it. That's somehow tied in with the perception of that strength, and that is part of the infrastructure to even have stability, have...
Okay. Yeah, so there's some truth in it. And just say natural stability is welcome here, rootedness. I agree. This is a natural longing.
Yeah, if when there's subtle movements of opening and relaxation, then there starts to be like a sense of, oh, that's too, how do I put that? That's too diffused. It's too non-defined, too non-form. It's too.
Yeah, but that's all right. This is a misunderstanding something inside, not you, has about formlessness, relaxation. It feels, you know, having enough form and density and contraction equals safety, existence, strength. And that formlessness is you might dissolve into vastness and never be seen again or something.
Yeah, there's no strength in formlessness because...
Yes. This is a just very accurate noticing. That was noticed here, too, that there was a misunderstanding about that. So now just honor presence within. We're actually going to take our awareness off of the contract to survive, to maintain existence.
Yeah, immediately softens.
Yeah, that's it. Now honor presence more. So space is, big space is honoring presence. And just inviting presence to uncontain itself and get really, really huge. We can't reason some of these apps into noticing what is. Can't convince them, we have to just kinesthetically let them notice what is.
Well, I don't know if I'm letting it get really huge, but I can sense the vastness.
That's it. Okay. Now, just a little devotion to the vastness, which is who you are. Yes. Thank you. Now ask it to let you feel its strength.
That is amazing. Yes.
There you go.
A growing sense of strength and stability.
Gorgeous. And just inviting everyone to notice, meaning your inner sangha, all those apps, just
yes,
to notice,
there's been this, I can't do it. Because I really couldn't do it. That fear couldn't do it. And looking for something to lean on. And now with this, this strength in, vastness, there's something to relinquish into.
That's it. Yes. All those smaller, tensions had overlooked just through stress. That which is holding everything. So they too can rest now.
That is amazing.
Yay!
Yay is right. Yay.
And now really thank them because they were devotional tensions. To see, you know, they just wanted to protect pure being, which there was projection on pure being that it was frail and shakable and subject to who knows what. And now even pure being is noticed to be vast and unshakable and all powerful. Formlessly. So we can now thank all those containments, protections, coping strategies. They were just shepherding you until life knew its own strength.
There's this unraveling, and specifically in the right side of the heart chakra.
Very nice.
Like a paradox of solidarity, solidness, strength, and permeability at the same time.
Wonderful. Yeah. Oddly enough, the formless has a greater strength than anything it manifests as when it takes on a form. Curious.
It is curious.
So beautiful noticing. So really thanking that everything also joined you in noticing. Like all the whole body joins you in noticing what is, and that it's safe to rest and relax. Wonderful satsang. Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Pamela. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Hi, Pamela. It's Rosie.
Hey, Rosie.
How are you?
I am good.
I'm glad. How was the retreat, okay?
Yes. I was just in British Columbia with some amazing deep sages, so I was basking. It was yummy.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Excellent. Well, I'm going to follow along the same thread.
Mm-hmm.
And since our last conversation, I've been staying with the pressure in the body and the thanking and the gratitude and whatnot. And what's come up for me is about my existence and primordial fear.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was I had sort of like a gap more than once where I was, it was actually quite subtle, but it was like I was, there was a place. There is no place. There was absolutely quiet, and there was like I was nothingness, you know, mm-hmm. absolute nothingness. And there's no boundaries there. There's no, like, what you're saying, I guess, the vastness. I don't know. But it just felt like I was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything is coming from there, sort of like. Okay, so I wasn't able to, it's gaps, but it's so subtle, no? And
well,
then I remember...
Well, it's confirming what is, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. I don't want to invent, but I guess that's what is, I am, I don't know, something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, my existence. I exist. And so I remembered in my lucid dreams that I had talked about before, where I become lucid and I'm in this, I'm nothing. And I become lucid and I'm like, I don't know where I am. And I get really afraid. Uh-huh. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, here I am. I exist. I'm in my body.
Right.
So there's this nothing. Oh, I exist. I'm in the body. And then somewhere I need help with, I think, I'm not sure, it's the primordial fear, like my, like I'm, I think you said it before, like I think I'm gonna die, and or someone's gonna die. I don't know, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, now it's
so scared, and I have it in my body, constant
right.
fear.
But life gave itself in most right. forms that app.
And to exist.
Can you just stand
right.
Just for a second, you know, it gets excited / nervous, worried, but just in a moment, notice it loves life.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. It
well,
or
the
I.
Words. Change the words until you notice that it's for life, and it moves against whatever it feels is the opposite of that.
There's an enjoyment of existence, of,
that's
of
it.
Being here, being there, but, you know, the nothing doesn't really care if I'm here or I'm there. It's just nothing.
Yeah, but notice that's your range of noticing. Just be awestruck
okay,
by the fact you can notice both of those.
Okay. Yeah, I can. I actually can. But
yeah.
I don't know. I get scared because I don't know where I am and who's noticing. That's
yeah, but just give that worried love a kiss for a second.
Okay.
Ah, we're just checking out our range of noticing.
Yeah.
There you are.
We're just here.
Okay. So now what I like to notice is that we, each one of us, is aware of non-existence, so to speak, no thing, and also aware of existence, life, radical happening.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's cool about that is that means we have a huge view. Now,
right.
That view doesn't really care about itself because it is that, the big view. What it loves is noticing. And it's...
So it's always going to do that?
Well...
Contemplate itself?
Well, it's actually contemplating creation and where creation is born from because... It's behind the scenes, so to speak.
It is behind the scenes. But where's the fear? What's up with the fear? What's the name
well,
of God?
Well, the fear
is,
just a little app that wants to maintain location.
Correct. I want to look. I'm very tired. I'm very, very tired.
Yeah, but the location app, just give it a kiss. Just like on your phone. Remember it asks you? Do you want something about location? It makes me laugh. I was going to know. I'm sorry.
Okay, you don't want anybody to know where you are. Right?
Yeah. So here we are. We're this behind the scenes. Doesn't matter what you call it. The absolute is a big word for this.
Ordinary. Yeah, it's just nothing. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it loves what it loves.
And I'm cool with that. Uh-huh.
And it's holding everything and nothing.
Yeah.
so then it's totally okay with all of that. Everything's okay with that except for a little bit of fear is saying, this is too big or whatever it's saying. And so we
Well, I think it's about existence. It's not that it's too, I like it. I like the nothingness. I'm quite fond of it, actually. I'd rather just be there. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to do anything. I just, I really want to take a time out and just be there for a while, honestly.
I like that word you just used, time out.
Yeah. I want a time out.
Yeah.
My existence is what comes up naturally when I'm having the lucid dream and as I was trying to release pressure of the body. I think that's the fear. Where do I exist? Oh, I exist. And it's just,
okay, but
it's
see,
my control.
That wonderful capacity of the mind to make the either or has turned non-existence and existence into two.
All right, yeah.
So we're just noticing, once again, that you are noticing both at the same timelessness.
Yeah, right.
And just kind of enjoy that. It's sort of like you're noticing that you have this, once again, leaning back into this,
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and just...
Yeah. That's true.
There's also no hierarchy.
What?
You know, there's no distinction, oddly enough, between existence and non-existence.
It could do all of it.
It's all at once.
But you know where I get, now I know, obligations of the world. That's where I get caught.
Yeah. Now that invoke pressure, right?
Yes, that's it. The obligation. Oh, I'm going to go see my mother. Oh, I got to go. And I don't want to. Nothing against anyone. I just really don't want to.
No, but just now in this moment, just bring the polarity of obligations and then find what your word is for the opposite. Free timelessness or whatever it would be.
The opposite of obligation.
Or pressure and relaxation are welcome here.
You know, what comes to me is be whatever.
I don't even
know what.
Okay. So let that in. Let each cell of the body really taste and savor that. Because pressure is just an app. It's actually not real.
Yeah, I mean, it's not real. It feels real in the body, still. It's reduced a little bit, but...
Yeah, but it's
back of my head.
Something that the mind has a misunderstanding about true nature. It feels that it will dissolve into relaxation, a non-functional relaxation.
Right, you're right. Yeah, because at times what was happening, I would be at work, and all of a sudden I'd be so relaxed, and people were looking at me like, Rosie, you all right? And I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm so relaxed or if I'm tired.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's it.
All right.
Yeah, so once again, we're just noticing pressure feels like it has to keep relaxed naturalness in action. Go, 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 go. We're just noticing it's an old-fashioned app. I mean, life, naturalness just keeps responding. It will always keep responding. It's practical. It's intelligent. But it doesn't need the pressure app to kind of nip at its heels.
Yeah, I think that's what I do, yeah. That must be what I'm doing. I get afraid, like I'm going to be late.
Yeah, that's just like a herd dog is trying to get, you know,
herding dog, those little dogs, they nip at the very relaxed animals, legs to get them going.
Yeah, that's true.
Or just hanging out, grazing, enjoying, and then this little herd dog comes along.
It goes along, though. Yeah, so I must have this idea that I can't function in the world if I'm in this relaxed thing.
You don't have the idea, but the mind came up with that one for some reason.
The mind itself.
Yeah. So we just.
I'm just not going to believe it.
That's it. But you want to liberate the pressure app.
And I do that.
It's really fun to think of it as you'll find your own way, but I once had this experience where I was in Hawaii, lucky me, and I was swimming underwater, and there was this fish that decided it didn't want me in its bay, and it literally herded me out of the water. And I was sitting there on the beach going, I was kind of taking it personally, like, give me a break, I'm just neutral, I'm being here, I'm non-threatening, why can't I be in the water? But it very systematically herded me out of the water. And then this other woman I knew, she came out of the water and she goes, this big silver fish just kicked me out of the water. I go, oh, thank God, it wasn't personal. This pushy fish.
Oh, that's funny as hell. A pushy fish. Okay.
Yeah, so once we notice it and we notice we're not doing it, it's just a misunderstanding, then it, as soon as you feel it, you can help it discern or be firm with it.
All right, discern or be firm. All right.
Have some fun with it.
All right, thank you. Enjoy your day. Bye.
Yes.
Hi, Pamela. This is Austin again.
Hey.
Hey. So a lot of spiritual teachers talk about an experience of not being able to determine the difference between their body and the rest of the universe.
Okay.
My question is, what's the difference between resting in your presence and knowing that you are connected to all things, as opposed to experiencing a dissolution where you can't determine where you are?
Mm-hmm. Well, you probably noticed that experiences come and go.
Right.
Yeah. So those cool spiritual experiences are just designed to confirm what is. And then when you notice that, then they subside back, and then there's sort of ordinary moment-to-moment being, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we could do something fun. Have you already noticed that the body is also made of space and it's not an object?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. So that won't be a constant felt sense. Because life itself, the formless, you know, the vastness really enjoys a kinesthetic sensing instrument. It loves the body. So it makes bodies for itself, tree bodies and elephant bodies and mountain bodies and galaxy bodies. It totally loves that, yeah?
Okay.
And probably the reason it celebrates that and adores that and animates all of that is because it's formless.
Okay.
So form is just really pleasurable for the formless.
Okay.
Yeah, meaning like it really has fun with that.
Okay. That's interesting because us as egos really seek to experience no form.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I guess that's duality playing out.
No, but that's also very welcome here.
Because
mm-hmm. duality really is just contrast. Yeah? And contrast was designed for pleasure, for enjoying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you, when, have you noticed that when you honor something, it starts to dissolve back into formlessness in a kinesthetic sense? Like if you just in this moment honor, even your persona or the body or the mind? Because those are vehicles, so to speak, for you to play with. But if you just respect them, just a little bow or a thank you. Even if we bow to what some folks call duality. What do you notice when you honor for no reason or honoring the true nature of?
Right, I see what you're saying. It sort of goes back to formlessness, and it's less of a struggle.
That's it. Yeah, so there's no need to struggle to return back to what you already are.
That makes but a lot as, of sense.
Yeah. But as practical sages, we'll notice if there's any of our apps are struggling or stressed or over-enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. So that's when you could give it a little satsang. Because otherwise you're functioning as deep relaxation, presence, noticing, but you're surrounded by a whole bunch of stressed servants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so after a while we get a little practical and we show everything its true nature, or we honor it so it can go back to its unconditioned naturalness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. That answers my question.
My pleasure. Lovely being with you, Austin.
You too, Pamela.
Pamela?
Mm-hmm.
This is Mary.
Hello.
Hi. And in noticing on the practical, I noticed that the app that keeps coming up, the mistrust, doesn't seem to want to easily return to naturalness.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we'll always have one or two apps or services that aren't convinced it's okay to relax.
Yep.
Just in case. Those are our just-in-case apps.
Yep.
Yeah. So it might be picking up on some wanting to fire it or get rid of it. But you would know best. Is there any trace of that?
Certainly not the very popular one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so maybe a little bow, because it's another app that wants to delete the other apps. It's the delete app. So we can notice that and go, oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, or even more, how do I trust you?
Yes. Now, it has very high standards for trust, and nothing will meet those standards.
Yes.
Does that resonate?
Yes.
Yeah. Even if Mohammed and Moses and Jesus and Mother Mary and Ananda Maima came, it would still go, well, that's very nice, but...
can you prove it?
That's right. Not so sure about you all. So if it resonates, you can tell it doesn't have to trust or mistrust. Because
okay.
Otherwise it'll arc between the two of those opposites.
Yes. And then it says, well, what about clear seeing? Would that do it?
Oh, yeah. Look how smart it is. Wow. Here's a very deeply wise app that may not be an app.
Oh.
So honor its wisdom.
Okay.
So would it like to function as clear seeing? Just pure awareness?
There is a remaining question. Yes, but who will protect them?
Okay. Now, this is beautiful because it has some concerns. So you as benevolent space, we're going to just stay with it. Would that be all right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So would it feel safe if it deeply knew itself as clear seeing, discernment, which is basically street smarts, and if it was all powerful?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's the sort of the Holy Trinity it was looking for.
Okay.
Yeah. So invite it to look behind the habitual and the known. And just look into itself if it can find that. It might find resilience first more than immense strength or street smarts. Like a really savvy noticing. And there's no rush, we're just inviting it to check it out.
I guess what is noticed is the timeless, the feeling of being here for so long.
Yes, beautiful.
Maybe it's not as necessary to have some of these other things.
Okay, but there's inherent in that. That's beautiful. So timeless, can it notice there's a lot of like elephant wisdom in the timeless? What I call street smarts or savvy sage. It's seen it all. It's still here.
Yes, it's still here. Underneath the street smarts are useful. Timeless is deeper than that.
Yes, absolutely. So that's what my awkward words were pointing to.
Oh.
And just really drink in that confirmation, that naturalness. It's always been there. It was just behind the scenes, so to speak.
Okay. So now, with that, there's more willingness to honor the street smarts.
Yeah. But you'll have your own unique word for it, so don't touch it if that word doesn't resonate. So this is what it was looking for. Does that resonate?
Yes. And
yeah, and it's found it in itself.
And also your Holy Trinity, that very much resonated.
Yeah. And these are just who it already is,
but under pressure it forgot
or wondered if it
coped.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you for staying with that, Mary.
Thank you, dear.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Pamela. This is Liz.
Hello.
Pamela?
Oh,
Pamela?
I'm going to go with Liz first and then come back to you. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Hi, Liz.
Thank you. I have the Making a Decision app working overtime at the moment. And the Making a Decision app is one that goes back a very long way. My training as a child was to explore every possible option before making a decision on anything. Mm-hmm. And that was how my darling dad taught us to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, just for a moment, thank that givingness on his part. It was born of love, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a few moments of, oh, thank you, thank you.
So I guess, this app has wanted to be free for some time, and with my dad's passing, it seems that now it's allowed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But tied in with this is we're having some house renovations done. And for some reason, renovating the house is very emotional for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know why.
Yeah.
But anyway, it just is.
Yeah, so just a little compassion to the emotional weather, the movements.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I'm here. And that, you know, those waves within will stimulate the worried love in the mind, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we can honor that.
Yeah, it's all sort of connected. It's my dad, it's the making the decision, it's if I make the wrong decision, there will be emotional pain, tied into the home, that all getting stirred up at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just welcome, positive change is welcome here.
Yeah, and it feels, and somewhere it's known that it's the right, you know, it's, this movement is right. It's happening. It needs to happen. But it still feels scary.
Yeah. Yeah. So the scary feeling is asking you what's true.
Yeah.
And it will trust you. You're the resident sage.
And it wants its freedom.
Yes, lovely. Wise. Mm-hmm. Very wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just thanking it for protecting and defending and worrying. It's eons of contracted love.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like the lady was saying earlier, it's all, I just noticed the other day, it's all in, it's from the solar plexus upwards. It's in the solar plexus and the heart and the throat. It's not, it's like the rooting's missing. The rooting.
Well, it's actually, yeah, that's all right. Now, it just knows how precious pure being is. So it made itself into a shield.
Yeah.
So it's actually a devotional movement. So it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And only a sage would think this sort of stuff, so. Everybody
That's
else
true.
Wants to fire it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just, you know, a few thank yous or bows or namaste. And honoring it, sorry, go ahead.
I said it feels like a ball of fire in the solar plexus. It's really powerful.
Oh, gorgeous. So we want to give it lots of space.
Yeah.
And just invite it to radiate and uncontain itself.
Yeah, sort of moving out like an earthquake now.
Gorgeous. Yes. Thank you.
Actually, like when the top blows off the volcano and the stuff all comes out, and then you've actually got a bit of space back in the middle. Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. And now it also knows its big strength.
Yeah.
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 Dear.
Yeah, that feels better, thank you.
With love.
And you.
So it sounded like that was Ken earlier, if you're still there.
Yeah, it was me, Ken.
Hey.
Very good recognizing my voice.
Oh, we all have such beautifully unique voices.
I don't know if I have a question exactly. The last few days, I've been feeling almost like I'm losing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, it's the feeling is as if my thoughts and feelings and sensations are coming into more of a coordination,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to what the history is usually to have the thoughts separate from the feelings and from my body, you know, like
mm-hmm.
a refuge to escape to. So that's sort of lessening. And then, as I say, it's almost like perhaps what I'm feeling is like a lessening of the control of the mind.
Yeah.
But it's, on the one hand, it feels good, like there's more a sense of being able to relax. On the other hand, it's slightly fearful, and part of what seems to happen is that there's a recognition or an awareness of the enormity of the space or the beingness. I mean, I'm just actually, as I'm talking to you, I'm realizing that, prior to that, I think that my thought was trying to contain, you know, or conceptualize being or consciousness, whatever word you want to use. And in whatever this is that's happening, that concept is also softening. And so there's like, oh my God, this is much bigger than I even thought. You know what I mean?
Yay.
Yay.
Lovely. This is so good.
So I wouldn't exactly say I was struggling with it, but I noticed there is some fear. Even though at the same time there's a sense of, oh, okay, maybe I can just relax a little more into this.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I'm not quite sure whether there's a question.
Yeah, beautiful report. No, yeah, definitely. No question in there,
yeah.
But maybe just a little compassion for the fear, because it's just asking you, is it okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like, is it okay to let the elephant be free range, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I guess that's what it is. It's like you mentioned earlier to someone else about the anxiety being, signal or an app to just sort of check things out a little bit, but it's I don't know. It's interesting too. I in the last, as I age, I've had some more difficulty retrieving a word,
mm-hmm.
and along with what I've just described, there's also this fear. Oh my God, maybe I'm developing some kind of Alzheimer's or, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's the mind's worry, right?
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
Once again, it's asking you what's true. Is it okay to rest, really, is what it's saying.
Yeah. Yes. That feels exactly what's, is it okay to rest?
Mm-hmm.
And there's more sense that it is okay to rest overall, and yet there's some part that's saying, whoa, wait a minute. You know, you've had someone on guard here for the last 60 years. This may not be okay.
Yeah, but even guard dogs and guards need to retire. Well, you know, you as clear seeing, ask them if you're on duty, would that be okay? Because they were just on duty until you rose up.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, almost like a changing of the guard in a sense, although
nicely
we're not
replacing
one or the other, but yeah. Huh. Yeah, that feels, if I feel into that, it feels more like, yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
Very good.
Wow. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. So I just want to just underscore and confirm just all this beautiful noticing and really honor the staying with something just a few heartbeats longer than we normally would. Because that's when the treasure is revealed. Yeah, all the treasure is within, all this naturalness, the compassion, the clear seeing, and the unshakable strength and wisdom. All here, always, always, always has been here. And honoring each one of us, each one of you, as this that balances everything, that returns everything back to its relaxed, natural functioning. And also confirming and underscoring that anything that's agitated within is not referencing any deficiency in the realization or in your being or embodiment. It's just sort of like a bell ringing, an invitation to a deeper freedom, a deeper kinesthetic felt sense of oneness. So after a while, as practical sages, we don't postpone the being with anything that appears to be suffering. Because once again, it's presence, but just contained. And it's just asking us, be with me, so I can return to my unconditioned naturalness. So thank you, thank us, all of us, the oneness of all of us. And also thanking Kate and East Bay Open Circle for hosting, for their big love. And I'm going to return it back to you, Kate.
Thank you, Pamela. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. And do stay tuned, because Pamela will be joining us again next Sunday. July 27th, at the same time, 10 a.m. Pacific time. And she's also joining us live in Berkeley for those folks that are in the area on July 31st, which is Thursday at 7. And I just appreciate everybody sharing and coming together in this way. So thank you all, and I will unmute everyone so we can say goodbye to each other and to Pamela.